I'm John Mollison, I'm chairman of Out of the Blue.
And John, tell me a little bit about what tonight means for Out of the Blue and for yourself.
Well, it's 14 years, as I say, it's in the making. We've been 7 years actually building here, but 7 years before that in rented accommodation, we were proving to ourselves that we did have enough of a clarity in our vision that we could support something like this and support a £1 million loan.
And describe to me what's changed over this last renovation period, because I understand this is the last phase, as it were.
Well, there will be another phase where I'm hoping some of the real the icing on the cake, I hope, like our roof garden and things like that, may get built. What we've added is another layer of studios, and what is critical about that, we now have an income stream, which means that we are not dependent on any external funding, and that is really important, and there's a lot of dignity in that.
But also with all the cuts that are coming in to public spending and all of this, I guess it makes you a bit more sustainable and a bit more resilient.
Precisely, and these are sustainable, resilient. These are the words of the moment, are they not? And to us it's really important in Leith that we are a hub, that we are a resource which cannot have the carpet pulled from under it. And we determined to be here in another 7 years, like I say, and have a 21st birthday. And that sort of continuity is also very important. I mean, increasingly, people are not going to be able to go around to the other side of the world to get their thrills. So we're going to be able to produce a space in Leith where people can get their thrills. Well, it's here.
So how many more studio spaces have you got now that you've done this next phase?
An extra 15.
15. And are those filled already? Have
you got about two-thirds of them are already filled. Right. And I don't think that's going to be... they will get filled. But we also built a music recording room, soundproof rehearsal and recording space. And that's an exciting addition for us because there's a lot of musical talent in Edinburgh which finds it difficult to get recording space, and we produced a really, really good space. Did you go in it?
It's a lovely
tracker. It's a beautiful space. Go in there and have a look at it. If you're a musician, you will appreciate it.
And what's next? Like, you mentioned the roof garden, but what's the long-term vision? And I guess one of the things I'm wondering is how do you make sure that you can kind of keep the kind of outreach aspects of the work going?
That's a good point. You do it by keeping the core solid. You don't put all your energy into outreach. The core has got to be solid. That means studios have got to be well serviced. The tenants have got to be kept happy. The rehearsal room and the dance studio have got to be filled. The gallery's got to be filled. The cafe is our initial outreach. It's already servicing, doing lunches in Norton Park, which is a business park near here. And much appreciated that they go around on a bicycle with a bell and has a very convivial quality to it, which the people who work at Norton Park assure me is very, very much appreciated. They really enjoy hearing that bell, and we're hoping for the Pavlovian response. Hear bell, pay money. But it's great because it's trainees who are doing that, and it's giving them enormous confidence.
And those are young people from
Leith, always from Leith, yes. And I mean, it's hard for us to appreciate what that is doing for them. They're treated with enormous respect. They've told us first time in their lives being treated with that kind of respect. And talk to them, and you'll find this. To me, they're our major ambassadors. They're great, great people. And for me, although this is technically an arts place, they're the reason that I'm doing it. They're on an edge. They could fall this way into chaos. They could fall this way, and we pull them this way into something that's purposeful.
I mean, that's an established program for you, isn't it? Having young people come in and work in the cafe.
Yes.
And they get paid to do that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do, yes. We get separate project funding for it, and it's really, really important. And maybe that funding, it did dry up, and we kept going. And we carried it. And we would always expect to do that. It's very important for us to be seen as a Leith resource, not something that's been parachuted in here and is just using the space because it happens to be cheaper. We are in Leith. All our staff live in Leith. And we see ourselves as an integral part of the Leith community, which is great.